This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. About 300,000 babies are born annually with sickle cell disease. About 75% of them are in Africa, and about 1% are in the U.S. Charlotte, North Carolina has the poorest overall access to public lands among the 100 major metropolitan areas. Gender shades, an MIT project, show that dark-skinned females are more likely, far more likely, than light-skinned males to be misidentified by commercial facial analysis systems. The Algorithm Justice League employs multiple approaches to identifying and eliminating biases in artificial intelligence. 131.3 million people voted for president in 2008, 129.1 in 2012, and 138.8 in 2016. Extrapolating from 2018's 36% increase in turnover over 2014, one could estimate voter turnout could reach up to 190 million people. More moderately, 2020 could be easily as high as 160 million or a 68% turnout. Testing the argument that immigrants steal jobs from Americans by cutting their wages, in 2010, in the heart of the recession, the United Farm Workers set up a website offering citizens and legal residents agricultural jobs anywhere in the country through state employment services. The website received 4 million hits, out of which 12,000 filled out employment forms. Of these, 12 citizens or legal residents showed up for work, and not one of them lasted longer than one day. The U.S. has spent $1,300,000 on advertisements in Central America dissuading migrants from coming north. 42% of Americans diagnosed with cancer between 2000 and 2012 depleted all of their assets within 2 years of the diagnosis. The average value of the assets was $92,000. The average number of Americans who died from flu each year between 2010 and 2017 was 36,714, but in 2017 there were 79,400 flu deaths. Between 1965 and 1973, as many as 750,000 Americans left their apartments or suburban homes and created new collective communities. Americans overwhelmingly share the stereotype that environmentalists are affluent and white. Big Brother Watch, a UK civil liberties group, found that automated facial recognition systems used by the Metropolitan Police Service in Greater London had a false positive rate of 98% and that police retained images of thousands of innocent searches on citizens without any reason to do so. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.